Standing for Jesus, okay? We already talked about that last Sunday. Take a stand, because if you don't stand with Jesus, you're going to fall for stuff that ain't Jesus. And you don't want to do that. You know, serving God or not serving God is serious business. Y'all have heard me say it before. It's a matter of life and death. And that's about as serious of a business that I know of. Life and death. Before I get started here, let me just pray a short prayer one time. Dear Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to speak to our hearts today, Lord. Change our lives, Lord, by what you speak into them. I ask you, Father, to move us in the Spirit, to move for you, and to be about the will of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, Jesus always was going around being in the will of the Father. He consulted the Father every time he got ready to make a move. I read that many times in passage. So he was always about the Father's business because he was always in tune with the Father. And he said that if we were in him and he is in the Father and the Father's in him, well then we are all one, each and every one of us. We got to remember that sometimes when things come against us so that we don't fall away. And there is a falling away. The Word of God teaches us that, that there would be a falling away before the coming of Jesus Christ. Now, I've heard it said before, there'll be a great falling away, but that's not what the Bible said. The Bible says there'll be a falling away. And now it may be great. It may be big. It may be a whole bunch. But you know, I read in there where not everybody's going to go. Only those looking for him. Only those bought by the blood of the Lamb. Only those that are expecting him. I'm expecting him. How about you? You expecting him today? You know, if he came right now, would you be ready? To truly follow Jesus the way he wants us to follow him, there has to be a separation. Has to be a separation. Has to be a separation of you from this world. There has to be a separation of you from sin. There's many separations, but there has to be a separation while you are here. While you are here, that separation has to take place. The Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:17, he says, come out from among them and be separate. Come, now, who is them? Them is the world. Come out from amongst those who are still of a sinful nature, that still walk in sin, that don't believe in God, or else they know about God, but they are ungodly. Come out from among them and be separate. Come out from among them and be separate. And then, do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's just like saying, if you do this, then I will do that. If you will touch not the unclean thing, if you will come out and be separate, I will receive you. Pretty clear, isn't it? Sounds pretty clear to me. I'm not the sharpest tack in the box or the smartest cookie in the jar, but I can understand that. That's pretty simple. But you see, he makes the gospel very simple for us because if he made it so theological, there would only be a few that might think that they were understanding it. But he makes it simple so that everyone can understand it. Come out, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And then in verse 18, he says, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and my daughters. Isn't that awesome? A son or a daughter. You know something? I would rather be in his camp than any other camp. And the reason why I know that the Lord said that is because the next phrase says, says the Lord Almighty. You see, that wasn't just an apostle saying that. It wasn't just a mere man saying that. That was the Lord Jesus Christ saying that. Says the Lord Almighty. If there's anything worth paying attention to, that's worth paying attention to. Come out and be separate. There's a separation that must happen in this life to be separated to eternal life. Can I tell you something? Don't play church. Second Corinthians 7:1 says, therefore, and I love our song a while ago, Standing on the Promises. Therefore, these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit. You see, he covered all the bases. He covered all the bases, and he always does in his word. He always covers all the bases. There's no wiggle room when you talk about the word of God. Now, people create their own wiggle room because, well, this is the way I translate that, or this is the way I believe. They always put that I in there. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you need to be walking on what God says. You need to be walking on what God thinks. Because his word will never fail you. His word never changes. His word is never corrupt. His word is always pure. If you will listen to it, and then like the song said, trust and obey. You see, he's looking for that obedience. Because only through obedience will you come out and be separate. Only through obedience will you not fool around with the unclean thing. Only through obedience will you not have filthiness of flesh and spirit. Only through obedience to this word. Because I guarantee you, we are always tempted. All of us. Sometimes we just get used to things. And that's when you need to really look out when you get too comfortable. Come out and be separate. The question is, will you be separate from the world? Will you be separate from them? Will you be clean in all things, flesh and spirit? You know, there's an old phrase years ago for a lot of Pentecostal meetings, they called them holy rollers. They'd fall out in the spirit in them sawdust floors. And I'm going to tell you what, when the Spirit of God gets a hold of you, look out. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you're incapacitated in him, ain't no telling how your little body is going to be affected. So that's what they call it. But I'm going to tell you what, without holiness, no one is going to see him. Isn't that what the scripture says? It says, without holiness, it is impossible to please God. Without holiness. You know what holiness is? Doing what he says, when he says, how he says. Not leaning on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledging him, and he directs your path. Without holiness. No one will see him. There must be a separation, and that separation is shown by the holiness in your life for the world to see. Now, are they going to like it? No. They don't like it right now. They're going to like it even less in the days to come. Because I'm going to tell you what, we're going to go out there and get some of them. You see, that's our goal, is to bring them into the house of God. It's not to let them die in their sin. The goal is to bring them in. Make them sons and daughters of the Most High God. If that's not our goal, then what are we doing? We're just playing church. We're just showing up. We're singing a few songs, man. We're going to have something to eat. Everything's going to be wonderful. Well, it'd be wonderful in the house. But I'm going to tell you what, out there, it might not be so wonderful. You fair game out there. You got this big old target on your chest. Okay? I am a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I only speak His word and try to live for Him every moment. That makes you a target. Especially when you start living it. Especially when you start speaking it. Especially when you start making inroads into the enemy's territory. And you start taking back the things that the enemy has stolen. I ain't gonna ask for a show of hands, but I know that there's people in here that pray for their families every day. They pray for their children every day because they're out there in this world and they're lost and dying. Come out and be separate. Because if you will be separate, listen, you'll have that Holy Ghost power within you. You'll be able to stand when no one else can stand. But you got to have it. And you got to come out and be separate. In John 17, verse 14, Jesus tells us to be in the world, but not of the world. He tells us we can get out there and rub shoulders with them to win them for Him, but don't take part in their activity. Listen, in the world, as Christians, as born-again, blood-bought children of the King, we should be the thermostat and not the thermometer. We ought to be the thermostat that sets the temperature in the spirit. That's what we need to be doing. We. Me included. We need to be doing that. When we make a stand for Jesus Christ, we are setting the temperature. Say, this far and no more. You're only going to be able to do this much, but we're fixing to get some real pushback. And we're going to start pushing the darkness back. Can I tell you that darkness is only the absence of light? So when your light is shining bright, and you're full of the fruit of the Spirit, and you're full of the gifts of the Spirit, let me tell you what, your light is going to push them back even further. That's that Holy Ghost power that come to live and reside within you. If it's in you, it needs to come out. That's an old country song. Hank Williams, you sing, if it's in you, it's got to come out. Well, let me tell you what, if you're walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, witnessing in the Spirit, it's got to come out of you. That Holy Ghost power is everything to your walk. Rub shoulders with them. Don't be a part of them. Be the thermostat, not the thermometer. You set and maintain that temperature. Regardless of what happens. I don't care if it rains, sleet, snows, winter, summer, fall. By the way, that's climate change. Winter, summer, fall. Been going on for a long time now. People got this stuff all mixed up, okay? They don't have a clue what they're talking about. They just hadn't read the truth yet and let the truth set them free. If they was free from all that nonsense, they wouldn't be spouting it. You see, the other way you do this is you be born again. You be born again. That shows who you are in the Spirit when you are born again. John 3, verse 3 and 6. You must be born again. How? Of the Spirit, not of the flesh. The flesh will lead you astray. The Spirit will lead you into all truth. come out and be separate. That's what the word says. Come out and be separate. Be separate from this world. Don't entertain the things. People will know that you are separate when you don't laugh at what the world laughs at, okay? They think that junk is funny. And it's not. And you don't need to agree with it. And then when you're bold enough in the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you what, you will learn to disagree with it. If it's in you, it's going to come out. How strong is he in you? How adamant are you about seeing the kingdom of God on the face of this earth while you are here? Is your mindset? Because I'm going to tell you what, when you're truly separated, the rest of that stuff ain't going to make any difference to you. Well, what they try to come at you with ain't going to make any difference. You know, you need to learn how to rejoice even in suffering. Our Savior did. You need to learn how to depend on Him and not depend on how you feel. Because I'm going to tell you what, your flesh will deceive you. Your emotions will deceive you. Do not allow that to happen in your life. Grab a hold to Him and don't turn loose. Not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 10:9, says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. You know that confession with your mouth, you know who that's for? That's for men to hear. That believing in your heart is for God to hear. Because God looks upon our heart. He knows who you are by your heart. The words of your mouth sometimes can be deceiving. Believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. And then it says you will be saved. But you see, God knows the difference. He knows the difference. And you do too in your heart of hearts. Can I tell you that you're only deceiving yourself if you try to deceive yourself? You think about that. People do that to themselves. They deceive themselves by deceiving themselves. They don't want to walk in the truth because it hurts. It's not pleasing to the flesh. I'm going to tell you something. God, I hadn't read in here yet where it says that once you get saved and truly follow Jesus Christ, that everything's just going to be wonderful. You know, you're going to have money in the bank, cattle out west, and not ever have another problem. I ain't read that yet, but I have read that if you follow me, you're going to suffer. Because you're going to suffer not because of you, but because of me. That's what he said. That's what Jesus said. He said, don't worry about it. He said, they're mad at me. They ain't mad at you, but they're mad at me in you. Have you got enough of him in you that they're mad at what you think is you and it's really him? Come out and be separate. I don't know if that got a hold of, if it's getting a hold of y'all, but I'm going to tell you what, it got a hold of me the other day. Come out and be separate in everything we do. The way we think, the way we see, the way we talk, the places we go. You have to be separate from this world. You see, you got to walk it out. You got to walk out your confession. And you got to walk out your believing. Because people are going to see where how you walk. And I'm not talking with three legs or two legs or one leg. Okay? I'm talking about how you live your life. The words you speak. The things you back up. The things you defend. That's going to tell people where you stand. That's going to tell people if you're separate from this world. You're separate from the way that they think. So you can't be 1 foot in and 1 foot out. You're either in or you're out. You see, when you walk out, you're confessing and believing, this will separate you from the world. Not only in your spirit will you be separate, but you'll see the separation between you and the world. And like I said a while ago, they ain't going to like you. I don't know if y'all had that happen to y'all when I got saved, but I did. Folks I used to run with, all of a sudden, they wasn't my buddies no more. Now, a few of them understood. But the vast majority did not. But that's okay, because I found a better friend. And my friend takes the place of all them friends. Because my friend ain't never going to leave me or forsake me. My friend is always going to tell me the truth, even if it hurts. He's going to tell me what I need to be doing, regardless if I think it, because it's for my good. Come out and be separate. Come out and be separate. See, believing in your heart is for God because He knows your heart. You see, He's looking for a change in your heart. He's looking for that change. You'll know if you've changed or not because others will know if you have changed. He knows if you're sincere. He knows if you're faking it. You see, you can't snow God. You can't hide nothing from God. He knows your thoughts while you're thinking them and before you thought them. That's what the Bible says. He knows the thoughts and intents of your heart, and you hadn't even spoken them. He knows if you are truly on your way to the resurrection. Can I tell you about separation? At the resurrection, there's going to be a big separation. A big old separation. Man, I can't wait. I preach separation all the time at funerals. I tell them I can't hardly wait. It's going to be a wonderful place to be. You see, I get opportunities at funerals that you don't always get. Plus, I get a new congregation every time I preach. Guess what? They need some help. They need some help. Can I tell you, we all need some help? You see, Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready right now? I told and I probably said it before, but our home church down in Porter, back when I was integrated into everything that was going on there, I used to take care of the sign out front, the marquee. And, of course, you had to climb a 16-foot ladder to get up to change the letters on it, but I was a lot younger in those days, and it didn't really, the heights wasn't nothing. And that's what I did one Sunday morning, early in the morning, about daylight. I put on one side, I said, Jesus is coming soon. And on the other side of the sign, I said, are you ready now? And we had a boy that come walking down the road that day, and he read that sign and said, Jesus is coming soon. And as he walked by the sign, he read the other side, are you ready now? He wasn't ready. He came in and got saved that day. See, you just never know what's going to affect somebody's heart and life. Just a simple sign, just a simple saying, just a simple moment of taking the time. But if you're not separated from this world, you're not going to think that way. You're not going to think that way. Matthew 25, starting at about 14 through 30, Jesus tells a parable there about the talents. Okay? And the master left for a while, and he gives five talents to one servant and two to another servant, and he gives one to another servant. And when he comes back, he says, "Hey, what kind of gain you guys made?" And if one was five, he said, "Hey, I went and invested this stuff, and I got five more." And the one with two said, "You know, I went and did the same thing, and I got two more." But that poor fella was one. He couldn't even invest one. He went and buried it. He went and hid his talent. You can read in verse 30 what happened to him. Put that up there, brother. Matthew 25:30. You can probably get it faster than I can get it. Here we go. "He cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Do not be that unprofitable servant. Use what God has given you. Listen, you have the wherewithal to do it. You just got to get up and go do it. See, we're not in the of the mindset a lot of times of putting ourselves in harm's way. Maybe y'all aren't. I know I'm not. I'm not used to the idea of putting myself in harm's way. That's just not how my flesh thinks. But I'm going to tell you what, when you're walking with Jesus Christ and you just go on and just do whatever he asked you to do when he asked you to do it, you're going to put yourself in harm's way. Like I said earlier, you're going to be a target. It's going to be a big one right here. And the further we go, the longer you live, the way this world's going, you're going to be a bigger target every day. Every time you open your mouth for Jesus, he is the only reason for this season. Don't be that unprofitable servant. Have you used what he's given you to gain more? See, only you can answer that question. You and God, because God knows. He knows. I don't know. And it's none of my business. I'm doing what he called me to do. I'm pointing it out. That's all he called me to do. He didn't call me to do it for you or to take it away from you or judge you or do anything. He just called me to point it out. And then you got to do something with it. Will you hear the truth today and respond? You see, Jesus speaks to us over there in Matthew 25:31. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered together before him, and he will separate them one from another." Can I tell you there's a permanent separation that is coming? It's a permanent separation, not just a separation like y'all are going to leave here today and I'm not going to see you till Wednesday. That's temporary. There is a permanent separation coming. Which side are you on? You going to be with the sheep or you going to be with the goats? You going to be in the smoking or the non-smoking? Do you want to hear, "Enter in, my good and faithful servant"? Yes, I do. "Or depart from me, for I never knew you." You see, there's a permanent separation that's coming, folks. And if you are already permanently separated from self and from the world, then you need to be about the business of the King. And that's winning others and telling them what's ahead. See, you already know what's ahead. All you got to do is read the book. It tells you what's ahead. See, you don't get to do that with a lot of stuff. Well, I wonder how my business is going to be a year from now. Well, who knows? But you know the future of this world. You know the future of those who are ungodly and walk in sin. You know their future. Lest they come out and be separate. Let's be separate, people. Let's be separate. Now, Otha didn't know he was preaching the other night. I told him earlier, I said I was going to use scripture. I was going to use one of his thoughts. And that's 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. I'll read it off the wall. Modern technology, reading off the wall. There we go. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Read it in Scripture. It's a fearful thing. I don't know if you're afraid of that, but I am. Because I read that He has lots of wrath. And He don't fool around. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? We know what the end is, but are we doing anything about it? That's the question. Are you doing anything about it? If scarcely the righteous make it, what will the ungodly and the sinner do? Scarcely. If scarcely the righteous make it. First Thessalonians 4 is that great promise that we have. One day Jesus is coming back. He said He'll descend from heaven with the shout of the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God will sound, and the dead in Christ would rise. Then those who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them with the Lord in the air, and so shall we forever be with the Lord. And then He says, comfort one another with these words. Well, if you are separate, that's going to be a great comfort. But if you are not separated, I would be fearful. Come out and be separate. Put Revelation 20, 11 and 12 up here for me, brother. Everybody likes the name written down in the Lamb Book of Life. Man, what a great place to have your name wrote down, huh? Awesome. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 20. 11 and 12. There you go. Then I saw a great white throne. Y'all know about the great white throne judgment? Judgment begins at the house of God. And Him who sat on it, from whose face the heaven and earth fled away. How awesome is our God. And there was found no place for them. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which was the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works. And by the things which were written in the books. Come out and be separate. Separate yourself from this life, from this world, from yourself. That's the only way. That's what I read. That's the only way. But then I got to tell you about his mercy and his grace and his tenderness and his love for you. He truly looks upon your heart and he knows who you are, what you are doing, and what you're trying to do. He knows your temptations. He knows the things that come against you. He knows all about you. That's where his love and mercy and tenderness and grace comes in. He always gives us a way of escape. But you see, you got to be doing your utmost for his highest to be separated from this world. You have to. You must. Just like you must be born again. Not of the flesh, but of the spirit. You must be born again. You see, it's your choice. You either turn or burn, one of the two. It's your choice. God ain't going to force you to do nothing. But like I told him Wednesday night, he may make you wish you had a. And he's done that to me. So I know it's true. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7, 13, and 14 about the wide gate and the broad way. I call it the easy way. Anybody can go down the easy way. The broad way, you know. That's what they call all the motion picture folks, the broad way. The make-believe world. The anything-goes world. Suggestions and attractions and all that nonsense. Or you can go through the narrow gate, the straight way, the one that is difficult. You see, that broad way goes to what? Destruction and hell. And that narrow goes to eternal life. And there are few that find it. I want you to be one of the few. I don't know what that number is. But I want y'all to be part of that few. And I want many more to be part of that few. Because you see, that is our goal and our focus in this life as followers of Jesus Christ. As believers in the Lord. That is our focus. That's what we must do. Come out and be separate. You see, that permanent separation is coming, whether you believe it or not. It ain't going to stop it. It's right here in the book. It's exactly what it said. Where will you be when you are judged for your works? What side will you be on when you're judged for your work? If you are on your way to the resurrection and you know it, you need to be in prayer for and witnessing to all of those who are not saved. You need to be praying for them and you need to be witnessing to them, regardless of who they are, where you are, or what's going on. There's always a way to talk about God. God is in every situation. All you got to do is look for him. All you got to do is open your mouth and let the Holy Ghost fall out, because he will have the right words for you at that moment. But if you ain't ready, if you ain't filled up with him, I don't know what you're going to say. Come out and be separate. And we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to tell you, don't play church. Don't go through the motions. Don't go along to get along. Don't do none of that with the world. Don't play footsie with the world. Okay? Because that's what they're looking for. The devil just loves for you to say you're a Christian and do nothing for God. He loves that. Because you lead each other astray. But when you stand up, get ready for the attack. But when you stand up, get ready for the blessing. Because there are blessings for following him and doing what he says. It's time to get right with God. It's time to get real about Jesus Christ. I don't know how much time we got left, folks. I don't know. I think God does that on purpose to keep us on our toes. What do you think? I think we would get complacent and we would get lazy because we live in this flesh. We like it the easy way, don't we? We don't like stuff that goes around hurting us. I hurt enough without letting something else hurt me. When I roll out in the morning, it sounds like snap, crackle, pop coming out of the cereal box. Let me tell you something. If Jesus is tugging at your heart right now and you don't know him, I want you to come. I've seen this done at, and I'm not going to do it here, but I'm going to tell you about it. Big revival services, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. All of them will come that need Jesus. And then that evangelist will say, okay, all of you that are bought by the blood of the Lamb, I want you to turn to your neighbor and ask them, do they know Jesus Christ? And if they say they don't know him, I want you and them to come down here. Is that your case today? Because if you don't know him, you need to get right. If you're not praying and witnessing, you need to get right. That's the truth. I can back all that up with scripture. It's all in there. Like I told you, I'm not the sharpest tack in the box. I can't tell you word and verse and chapter and sometimes even the book. But I know enough about it to know the truth. But if you will not hear the truth, I cannot tell you. And we've been preaching the truth this morning. I want it to reach and touch your hearts far beyond you just sitting on these pews. Because you see, this is just the beginning of going out and getting them. You need to get charged up, fired up, and fueled up to go get them. Congregation would double if everybody in here went and found somebody this week and brought them back next Sunday. Wouldn't that be awesome? Woo! Man, talk about revival breakout. Man, that'd be awesome. Let's go get them, church. Let's show them how separate that we are from the world and from our own flesh, that we don't mind giving them Jesus wherever we are. Y'all try to get out of a restaurant with my wife, okay? She talks to every table on the way out the door. She's going to talk to somebody about Jesus Christ, especially if they got a kid. She's going to talk to somebody about Jesus. Let's have that same mindset that we're going to tell them. Let's come out and be separate. Why don't you stand to your feet with me? I want you to remember this week to pray for our nation. Amen. You know, we're coming to the close of a year. We're coming to that season of giving. Well, let's give of ourselves in prayer. Let's give of ourselves in standing for Jesus. Let's show the world that he is alive and well and living in our hearts and in our lives. Because when we do that, we're going to make an impact upon somebody at some moment. And you just never know when that time or place might be. So you need to be about the King's business every time you open your mouth. Every time. See, you won't be in any better company when you're with him. It's just awesome. Let's pray for revival. I'd love to see revival just break out. I mean, there are times when I just feel that. I'd love to see it just break out. I don't care how it comes, who it comes, where it comes, as long as it comes. A revival of repentance. Amen. See, repentance. All this other stuff is just kind of a byproduct. Repentance is the meat of the subject. It's the meat of the word is repentance. So let's live for that in the days to come, okay? Let's do everything we can to bring them in. Let's do that. Let's have a word of prayer, and I'll bless the food because I know y'all are going to go over there and eat, okay? We done eat some good word this morning. Now we're going to go eat some good food. All right? Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your tenderness and your grace. And most of all, Lord, your mercy on us, Lord, because we all need that mercy. I ask you, Father, just to prick our hearts today, God, that we will go out and tell someone about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. That we, Lord, will be that witness, Lord, that will not shut up. That they cannot put our fire out. They cannot put our light out. That, Lord, that you will burn forever in us, Lord. That we will speak your word in spirit and in truth, no matter where we are. I ask you, Father, to bless this food, Lord, that we're about to partake of, Lord, to the nourishment of our body. Lord, that we would be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.